you running on empty?
You are listening to the Computer Guys here on this Tool of Time edition. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we are the Computer Guys here from Akitawa Technologies for the next half hour or 25 minutes to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. Give us a call here, 395-1450. We'll take those calls on the air here, 395-1450. We'd be happy to help you out. Actually, if it's a Tool of Time edition, Kev, we should have said, Goedemiddag.
Yep, and you just said it. So there we are. I'm not even going to try. But if you don't want to talk to us in person, you can always send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show today as well as throughout the week. So if you're having a problem and you're a little phone shy, it's Computer Guys, or you're a podcast listener and you're not able to tune in at the time, just computerguys@whtc.com, and we will do our best to get to it on the show.
That's right, Kevin. In addition to your phone calls or emails, we've also got plenty of news stories here. There's been a lot happening in the world of computers. Last week's show had a lot of calls, so didn't necessarily have time to get to them. And, of course, there are plenty of calls. There's always next week. A couple of those bits of news here, Kev.
Sure.
Disney, I don't know if you heard about this. Disney and Hulu have had reached a deal. So that was pretty interesting because Hulu is go online and watch different shows and certain movies and whatnot. So Disney has agreed to take a nearly 30% stake in that company, Hulu, and this, which is a website.
Yeah, this is a big deal because Hulu does a great job with what it does right now, providing full-length shows, almost commercial-free. There's you know, ads in there, but they're, you know, maybe, oh, I don't know, for every 10 minutes of programming, there's a 20-second commercial, so it goes really quickly. And it's high quality. You know, you can watch some shows in full, you know, in HD quality almost.
So you actually go to Hulu?
I've used it before. Okay. And, you know, they do a nice job. It's really simple, really easy to use. It's well organized. It's clean. And so with Disney taking stake in this, they're hoping to provide full-length, like, feature films. You know, Disney puts out a lot of films. So that may give them an edge over the competition. So everybody's kind of watching this pretty closely to see what it means.
So they'll be putting full episodes of ABC TV shows, enabling users to see shows like Lost, Scrubs, Ugly Betty, and Desperate Housewives for free.
And NBC's got a ton of stuff on there. Fox has got stuff on there. So they really have their bases covered.
Of course, Kev, that kind of makes you wonder, what about YouTube?
Yeah. Well, this is definitely a wake up to YouTube a little bit. So, well, they're responding.
Yep, they are. And this next story is necessarily a good transition to how is YouTube responding. But okay. A couple of weeks ago, Google's CEO mentioned to investors that they might start charging YouTube's users for viewing content.
I wouldn't watch. Would you?
Well, maybe. You know, that's some of the dumb, funny ones that they put on there. Probably not.
That's about all I watch on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to go watch video, like the Hulu, the actual video quality is really good.
Although the HD YouTube videos can look pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. I haven't experimented with that a whole lot. So
with respect to how it will get monetized, our first priority, as you pointed out, is on the advertising side, according to their CEO. We do expect over time to see micropayments and other forms of subscription models coming as well.
Could be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, I guess maybe they don't know if they can support it forever with advertising. But let's take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hey, Computer Guys. How you doing?
Good. You?
Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I got a quick question here for you. I'm looking at doing wireless internet in my house. Now, I don't have the internet. I don't have laptop, and I don't have any wireless components, so I'm just wondering, you know, just roughly what that would cost me to do the wireless internet, the setup, the actual internet provider, and then the cost of a laptop.
Sure. Well, the first thing, so for a new laptop, would you be just doing the internet and email, or would you also be using it for other things like maybe watching videos or playing video games at all or anything else?
Probably playing video games too. It doesn't need to be the top of the line kind of laptop.
Sure. Well, there are a few things. First of all, the internet connection, we usually recommend, depending on where you live, AT&T for DSL, Or yeah, for cable, you can go Comcast or Charter.
Yep, and with AT&T, if you've never been a subscriber before, they do have a plan for, it's $13 a month for the first year, and that's for their basic package, which, you know, it's fine for basic surfing and email. It's not blazingly fast, and if you want, like to watch movies online or anything like that, you will have to deal with some loading times. But otherwise, Comcast is a really fast connection, too. And AT&T also offers some higher-speed DSL connections. So that would be the first thing. And you're looking at anywhere from then, like I said, $13 a month up to, what, $35?
Yeah, if $35, $40 or higher even for some of...
Potentially for Comcast packages. Yep. So, you know, anywhere in that range, you've got some options.
And now, once you get that, that's the first step, is you have to have your internet connection. Then nowadays, AT&T, Comcast... they do actually have an option when you get that service, so that the little box that they give you will actually give you wireless at your house as well. Some people choose to do that, so then they don't have the added expense of having to buy a wireless router or have one. Wireless routers are anywhere from $50 to $200 for a top-of-the-line one. So you'd be looking at that cost as well. And then as far as laptops go, you know, they start at about $500 now, and the sky's the limit from there. But, you know, honestly, the average, you know, decent quality laptop right now, especially if you want to be able to play some games, you're looking at probably in the $800 range by the time you add some software and maybe a little hardware upgrades. So
now if you're thinking, hey, I just want a basic one, you could also think about a netbook.
What? I don't like those things.
Oh, come on. It's a great way to have, you know, wireless ready. It's really small, anywhere from a 9-inch screen up to a 12-inch screen. Very basic laptops, great for internet, email, web surfing type stuff. Not good for video games. So if you were going to play serious video games, anything more complicated than solitaire or some basic online games, it's not going to work for you. But the price is pretty right, you know, starting in that $300 to $500 range. So a couple
What's the monthly fee to have wireless in your house?
You don't have to pay anything per month. It's just getting the internet connection set up. The wireless is pretty much a one-time investment, getting that set up right and having the right hardware. After that, all you're paying on a monthly basis is your internet connection.
So if you do the box through Comcast or whatever, they charge you a monthly fee for that then?
If you do a rental with it, yeah, it's probably...
I think it's $3 or $4.
$3, $4 a month. So, you know, if you wanted to buy the hardware, they do provide you... Well, yeah, actually, they charge you for a modem, too. So
with AT&T, you can get the two wire wireless around, that's what, $50 or so.
Yeah. It adds about $50 to the cost. So, and that's a one-time thing. There's no rental fee with that. When you buy it, you own it. So that is one advantage.
Definitely one of the annoying things about Comcast or Charter, either you have to buy your own cable modem or you have to rent one.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your call.
All right.
Happy tulip time.
That's right.
And, yep, actually at home, Kev, we use Comcast and have been pretty happy with it. We actually had some odd things.
Technical difficulties.
Seemed like every time it rained, the internet cut out.
Sure.
So actually the line to our house was bad, so it's worked great since then.
That's good.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I was just listening in, and I just wanted to say that I have AT&T DSL, and my problem lately... or actually my wife's problem lately, has been that for some reason it freezes up or it just, you know, it doesn't come up to the internet for some reason, and we got to just keep on unplugging that $50 box type of thing, you know, and then plugging it back in, and that gets pretty old. So I was wondering if you knew of anything that we could do with that, or do we pretty much have to start, just go ahead and switch to a cable instead?
Well, that is one option. There are a couple of things that can be if it keeps cutting in and out. First thing is that we've noticed a lot more customers who have AT&T for DSL. That little DSL modem that they give people is really pretty cheap now. That little Motorola.
Yeah, they switched brands, and they went from a better brand to a not-so-good brand, and we've actually heard it. By way of one of the AT&T texts, that those things seem to last about a year, and then they go out. So if it is one of the little silver Motorola ones, there's a good chance it's gone. There's a good chance it's gone bad, and it can be replaced. There are other companies who make those too. I think they charge about $50 to $75 for a replacement. You can actually take it up with AT&T. I think that we've heard that this may be a known issue. with at least some of those. And you might want to try taking it up with AT&T, give them a call, and sometimes they will send you a replacement one for no charge.
Oh, okay.
So worth a shot. Otherwise, there are other brands of DSL modems. And again, this is a one-time investment. After that, you don't have to pay anything else. So, you know, getting a working DSL modem is probably going to fix your issue.
Okay, and what are some of the other names that, in case AT&T doesn't want to work with me?
Do you have wireless?
No, I don't.
You don't have wireless? If you're interested in one, they do make Action Tech makes some, and also Netgear, that are a modem with a little wireless router built right in, and that, you know, runs you about $75 to $100 for one of those. That's an option. Action Tech also makes standard modems too. And that company seems to build some pretty decent stuff.
Okay, and since I don't really know much about wireless, if I bought a laptop, kind of like the last caller, if I bought a laptop, then I could just use the laptop anywhere in the house and actually get on the internet?
Yep, once it's configured properly, you can use it pretty much anywhere in your house, assuming you don't have a massive house of 8,000 square feet or so.
Right.
You should be able to get online with it.
Okay, and one last question is, I'm in the National Guard, and I'm getting ready to deploy.
Yep.
And, I had some other guys tell me about getting a laptop, and it's got a webcam on it, so that way I can video conference with my wife.
Yep.
And basically I was wondering, what gig should I get so that way, you know, won't really have too much of a lag time?
You mean as far as... on the laptop itself?
Right.
Yeah, anything that you're going to buy today that has a webcam built in is probably going to be powerful enough to run it relatively easily. The lag is going to be more determined on how fast your internet connection is. That's going to be where you start noticing, because all of the programs that you use, they will change the resolution and they will actually change the quality of the signal based on how much bandwidth you have or how fast your connection is. So that's going to be your limiting factor. Anytime you get anything today that's got a built-in webcam, there will be plenty of power for running that webcam. So just making sure you have a good internet connection wherever you are is going to be your best bet.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Yep, bye.
Yep, that's definitely a nice thing. Those webcams built into there. Not the greatest quality necessarily. You'd notice that your digital camera will probably have a better quality than those webcams built in.
Yep, and there's different resolutions on those. Generally, the higher the number, the better the resolution is, you know. But and there, some of those aren't quite as good as a standalone webcam as far as metering for different lighting situations, but they do a pretty decent job. But again, yeah, internet connection is really what it comes down to when you're wanting to do some sort of a video conference.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I have the Netgear modem. It has the wireless built into it.
Okay.
And it works really well. I have, like, my Wii, you know, internet, everything hooked up to it. The problem that I have is I'm not sure. I get people that come near where I live, and I can see that they're connecting to my wireless.
Okay, so it's not secured at all then?
Well, whenever we're not using the Wii, I have to go in and change it and, you know, change the encryption, I guess.
Okay.
So I don't know how to secure it to where I don't have to go in and change it all the time.
Yeah, the key is to go ahead and set up the security and then join the network with the Wii. And the Wii does support connecting to a secured wireless network. It is a matter of configuring it and knowing that passkey. Now, Dave, you've got your Wii. Do you have it connected to the wireless?
Yeah, it even supports WPA2.
Yep, which is the highest level of security kind of out there in a non-commercial environment.
I think you have to do the system upgrade to get it to that point.
Does it do WPA without system upgrade?
I don't offer that.
Okay. Yeah, the Wii should be able to join your secured wireless network, so you shouldn't have to go back and forth at all.
Okay, would that require a certain type of... would that require a certain type of password, or... I mean, should it just be able to automatically hook up then?
Well, what you'll do is, now when you bought that Netgear, it may or may not have come with any type of instructions or a little disc.
Yeah, it did not.
Okay.
I pretty much figured it all out on my own.
Yeah. Well, that's good you actually got up and running. I think they said something like 70% of people who buy wireless routers either end up calling the company they bought it from or end up having somebody help them get it all set up.
Oh, okay.
So congratulations, you're better
Thank
than
you.
Most. but what if so if you've gone that far, if you went to Netgear's site, they'll actually, under their support section, there's a, you know, a manual for how to log into that router and how to do all the wireless.
Okay.
To set up the wireless security, but you just want to set it so that it has some type of security, whether it's WEP or WPA security.
WPA would be a little bit better, and as long as the Wii supports that. Now, if you do the system upgrade, it will support WPA2, which, like I said, it's a good level of security. So if you have that option, that would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, but it'll help you set up that password inside the router. Then the next thing that you do is you go into the Wii, into the wireless settings.
Right.
And then it will list your network, you know, whatever name you give it. And then you'll type in that password again that you put into the router. You'll put that into your Wii as well.
Okay. I will definitely try that then.
Now,
because right now, every time I go to access the Wii, I have to change my security setting. And so next thing I know, I have every neighbor logging into my wireless.
Yeah. Now, how do you know that they're logging into your wireless? Is it unencrypted or...
Right. When I use my Wii, I have to unencrypt it.
Okay.
And yeah. So then my computer shows me, you know, X number is logging in to your network. So I can see, you know, how many people are actually, you know, logging into my wireless.
Yep. So if you were to log into the router, change it so that the wireless signal actually has a password set to it, that'll keep them out. And the Wii does support pretty much any... password or encryption that you put on the router. It'll still be able to connect.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And thanks for your call. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that is impressive, Kev, because that, you know, it sounds so easy. You know, you buy a wireless router and you just set it up and do the password.
Sure.
But honestly, so many people, and I understand, I mean, they don't always make it the easiest to set. I mean, they've tried with these disks that you put in.
Oh, yeah, they do it, or push a button and then do this and that. But when something goes wrong, all of a sudden you've got security and then you can't get in anymore.
Or people will have a network set up and they'll have an Xbox 360 or a Wii or whatever it is, and they're trying to connect it. And, you can have problems. It all works. I've got a...
Yeah, and sometimes it takes a little finagling to get it there and an understanding of what you're actually doing. So,
to say one other thing is that sometimes people are connecting or think that their neighbors are connecting to their wireless because their lights are flashing on their modem or router or whatever, and that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if your computer is off or your Wii is off or whatever, and those lights are still flashing, that's okay.
Yep.
Doesn't necessarily mean that somebody is connecting. Kev, we were talking about the laptops with cameras built in.
Yes.
This was an interesting discussion from one of the news websites I go to for computers, from a user who was wondering, I work routinely in environments where a camera cannot physically be present, for example, federal court, which really limits what I can carry with me. For instance, I'm a Mac guy, but there's no way to order a MacBook without a built-in webcam, which, even if there was, he's never used the webcam.
It's called electrical tape.
I don't think that they would allow that. Same thing with the iPhone. It has a little camera built right in.
It's electrical tape.
So
I won't go through there.
You know, it's something to think about. A lot of these are coming with it. Not a lot of jobs prevent you from having that, but
unless you're working for some super security agency,
you know,
day job. So
is that right?
I'm not allowed to disclose any details on that. But no, that brings up a good point. And there was another security, I don't know if we talked about it a couple weeks ago, where basically they talked about hacking the ability to be able to look at other people's webcams. And it's not actually that hard if somebody really wants to. And that's why a lot of times they'll put a little indicator light near the camera or on top that basically will say, anytime that camera's being used, that light's on. So if you're not using it intentionally and you find that light on, you're going to want to get your stuff checked out to make sure you don't have problems.
Kev, let's just take a quick break here. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC.
It's the weekend car buffs wait for all year. Thousands of cars, hundreds of motorcycles, and a fun, fun time. It's the 22nd annual Coldwater Car Cycle Show and Swap Meet this Friday night and all day Saturday at the fairgrounds in Coldwater. Over 1,600 show cars, over 300 auto parts vendor spaces, and that's just for the car nuts. There'll be vintage and special interest motorcycles, a huge arts and crafts show, the Roaring Muffler Wrap, sponsored by the Oil Place and B&M Plus Saturday afternoon. A car cruise through downtown Coldwater Saturday afternoon at 5, plus the group Spike and the Bulldogs for the big oldies dance to cap things off Saturday night. Friday
Friday night, catch the Elkhart County Garden Tractor Pullers Competition. If you have a car to show off, bring it and get in free. If you don't, it's just $5 for adults and kids under 12 free. This Friday night and all day Saturday at the Branch County 4-H Fairgrounds for the 22nd Annual Car Cycle Show and Swap Meet in Coldwater. For more details, log on to BranchAreaChamber.com.
Are you running on empty?
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC. Dave and Kevin, the Computer Guys. Taking your phone calls here, 395-1450. Or, of course, send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. Kev, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard the word Twitter before, but not know what it is. Well, before
Isn't that what birds do?
Well, maybe.
When they're excited?
Well, they tweet.
They tweet.
They Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Twitter is it's an online service that just allows you to put in little updates. Hey, you know, whether it's you're letting your friends know what you're up to, or there are a variety of things that you can do with it, but it's limited to, I think, 160 characters.
Yeah, if you've ever heard the term blog, it's also known sort of as microblogging.
Yep.
So character
Pete
limit.
Hoekstra, you know, Pete Hoekstra was in the news a few months ago. He Twitters from his BlackBerry, and he was in Iraq and made some updates, and he tweets.
That's right.
Well, now we have a rumor that Apple may want to buy Twitter. A post on TechCrunch.
$700 million.
Extends the rumor that Apple wants to buy Twitter with part of their massive cash reserve, which Apple's cash reserve is estimated at nearly $29 billion.
Why don't they start a bank?
Maybe they could. The Twitter reserve, Twitterverse, is alive with speculation that the price being discussed is $700 million. This goes against reports that Twitter's founders are not interested in selling and that they will, that they estimate the value of their company at around $250 million. So that's a lot more than they think their company's worth. Two questions. How do we feel about the possibility of Apple owning Twitter? And could Twitter really ignore an offer for nearly three times their estimated worth?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way, Kev. If I owned Twitter and I thought I was worth $250 million and somebody offered me $700,
I would sell. Sure.
I would sell.
The reality is, by the time it's actually worth that higher amount, there will probably be something else that has come along.
Yeah. In the world of internet websites and services, man, when you got an offer like that,
don't refuse it.
You take it.
Maybe we could buy it for $300, sell it to Apple for $700.
$300 million, Kev, unless your bank account's bigger than mine.
Let's have listeners call in and make pledges.
So anyway, Kev, I know neither of us are on Twitter, but probably a lot of our listeners have heard that before and may not know what it is. So just one more way of communicating through the internet.
That's right.
Just another tool.
Just another tool.
We've also got another one here, Kev, regarding Twitter. Churches are now using it. Some churches are actually encouraging people, during the service to have their laptops there with them. They maybe have their wireless is going and they can kind of chat back and forth and send messages. So.
Is that what you do?
No. First Memorial does. I think they have wireless, although I've never brought my laptop there.
I haven't seen that happening much.
So. No, I have to admit that would be weird. I haven't, especially if somebody's in front of you,
you're just kind of like, you can't help seeing what they're
doing. Well, that and my laptop battery is dead. So I'll have to put
like little power jacks under everybody's seat.
The service is only an hour, so
true.
Battery's if your laptop, dying.
Come on, get it going.
Also, Kev, Office 2007 Service Pack 2 has been released.
I downloaded it, installed it.
Have you noticed any difference?
No.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yep, it's just probably more secure, which is part of it.
On April 28th, Microsoft released Service Pack 2 for Microsoft Office 2007.
There was a lot of updates that came out this past week.
Among other changes, it includes the earlier promised support for ODF text documents and spreadsheets.
That's right.
Featured prominently on the Save As menu alongside Office, OpenXML, of course, the Office 97 to 2007 formats. It's also possible, blah, blah, blah. In addition, the service pack also includes Save As PDF out of the box.
That was an option before that you could go and get. Completely free if you have Office 2007, a little add-in, tiny little download to be able to save as PDF. Nobody knew about it. So I'm really glad they included that in the service pack because it's a huge feature. Instead of having to buy a separate product or download some third-party software, it's completely free, direct from Microsoft, gives you the ability to save as a PDF from any one of their programs. So you create a Word document, Want to save it as a PDF? Boom, you can do it right on the fly. So, yeah, from the little button, the Windows button inside of the Office applications, you can go ahead and do that. So, great new feature. Another reason to download Service Pack 2, besides making things more secure and other enhancements.
Yep, and I'm definitely a huge fan of that Save as PDF. I actually create a lot more PDFs than I ever thought I would. So
it's a great way to store files, makes them nice and small, easy to email them around. So anyways, that music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If we weren't able to take your call, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31.
That's right, Kev. Well, each and every Wednesday afternoon, tune in here for the Computer Guys on WHTC. And of course, if you can't, you can always check out our podcast. It's free, and just go to Apple's iTunes and search for WHTC in the music store. Thanks again, and have a great tulip time.